Sin had continued on his way with Zakhar, invisible to the others, by his side. It was a trick that Zakhar had learned as a child. Even though it was dangerous, Sin was grateful for his brother's support.
Easier said than done.
Ningal is a faithless bitch. Don't worry about her. I'll make her dream of snakes and gorgons every night when she tries to sleep. Sin had smiled at the thought, but it didn't distract him from what troubled him most.
I'm right about this, Zakhar. I know it.
I'm sure you are. But none of them are going to listen to you. They're so afraid of the enemy outside that they are blind to the one they're creating in their own house. It's never the invader from outside who destroys the kingdom. It's always the one from within. That one person trusted who didn't deserve it. The one liar who smiles in your face and then spits on your charity because they think they deserve more for no other reason than they want it. Zakhar was right. But it changed nothing. Sin had paused in the garden to look at him.
What can I do to stop this?
Be the last one standing, brother. Let them play their games and spew their venom. In the end, they are the ones their poison will destroy. Nothing negative survives for long. They will turn on each other, because they know no other way.
And the world outside? What of it? The humans who look to us for protection, what will happen to them once the Galu are released?
They will have their champions. We will be there, you and I. We won't let the demons hurt them. Only Zakhar wasn't standing anymore, and neither were the warriors they had once trained to fight the Galu. The humans were all dead, and the demons had torn Zakhar down and tortured him until there was nothing left but a shell of a man who had once walked with the powers of a god. It was sobering and horrifying. Suddenly, Sin felt a warm hand on his shoulder. He turned with his lip curled, expecting to see his wife. Instead, it was Kat. She looked like an angel standing there, and it made his entire body burn. He'd never been happier to see anyone.
What are you doing here?
He asked her.
I brought her to you.
Sin turned back to his brother, who was now circling them.
I don't understand.
This isn't a dream, Sin. It's a war.
Zakhar shot a blast of fire at him. Even though it was a dream, it knocked him off his feet and burned his chest. Gasping, Sin rolled until the fire was out. He looked up at Zakhar.
What are you doing?
Zakhar threw out his hand and a barbed whip coiled around Sin's forearm. He hissed in pain as Zakhar jerked the whip and wrenched his arm out of joint. Kat turned on Zakhar.
No, don't hurt him!
Zakhar moved to blast Kat. She ducked and shot back a blast that sent him reeling.
You got any more tricks? How about this?
She blasted him with ice. Sin pushed himself to his feet and ran to her.
Kat, stop! You're hurting him!
He doesn't care about hurting you or me. I say let him have it.
To his surprise, Zakhar started laughing. Rising up from the ground, he floated toward Kat, who tensed, ready to fight.
Listen to her, Sin. She's right. How do you even know this is me?
He changed into the form of Kisar.
Maybe I'm here to destroy you.
The apparition ran at him. Sin caught him by the throat and threw him to the ground.
What are you?
I'm fractured, brother. I've come here because this is the only realm where I'm what I want to be. I'm no longer in control of myself when I'm in my body. I can't trust me when I'm awake. And neither can you.
Sin sat back on his haunches.
You're infected?
Not exactly.
Zakhar pushed himself up so that he could sit in front of Sin.
Because of my immunity, the Galu don't have full control of me. But then, neither do I. It's something else, something dark and deadly, and it lives inside me. I don't know who I am anymore, and I can't control it. The only place you can trust me is here.
Zakhar hung his head.
I'm sorry I ended up being the coward Father always suspected me to be.